priatelia. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host, Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is season 6 and episode 2. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 2. In today's episode, I'm talking about history of Valentine's Day in Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you are going to learn more words from my Valentine's vocabulary. You will also learn how to say, I'm in love with you in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find a love letter from a husband to his wife on Valentine's Day in Slovak. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to! Halo a vítajte! Hello and welcome again! I'm so glad to have you here! If this is the first time that you are here and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6. So, if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website, www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at bozenaslovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Today is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Did you shower your Valentine with love and gifts? I don't know why, but I feel Valentine's Day is like the Super Bowl for lovebirds. It is this day when people go all out to celebrate love and affection. And I picture it like a giant hug from the universe with heart-shaped chocolates and flowers. Just joking here. And whether you are planning a romantic dinner, hanging out with friends, or just treating yourself to a box of heart-shaped goodies, Valentine's Day is all about spreading love in whatever way feels right for you. 2 years ago, in episode 2 of season 2, I talked quite extensively about the history of Valentine's Day in the world. The history of Valentine's Day and its patron saint is wrapped in secrecy, adding a touch of intrigue to the whole love celebration in February. So, let me summarize it to you from a different point of view. The Catholic Church recognizes at least 3 different martyred saints with names like Valentine or Valentinus. The most famous legend describes Valentine as a priest serving in Rome in the 3rd century. Now, back in the day, Emperor Claudius II had this idea that unmarried men, free from the distractions of love and family, made better soldiers. So he banned young men from getting married across the country. But our rebel priest Valentine broke this rule and continued to secretly marry young couples. When he got caught, Claudius sentenced him to death. Other tales speaks of Valentine being imprisoned and condemned to death for helping battered and tortured Christians escape from a terrible Roman prison. According to this legend, Valentine fell deeply in love with a young girl, likely the jailer's daughter. Before facing death, he wrote her a love letter, signing off as "From your Valentine." Despite not knowing for sure what fate befell the saint, all the legends and stories about Valentine's Day revolved around deep love, stronger than anything, and a romantic and kind-hearted personality, our guy Valentine. Over the centuries after his death, he became the most popular saint in England and France. The oldest known Valentine is a poem from 1415 written by Duke of Orleans to his wife. He was captured in a battle of Agincourt and imprisoned in the Tower of London. You can read this love letter at the British Library in London, part of the manuscript collection. Fast forward a few years, and Valentines become more common. King Henry V even hired writer John Lydgate to craft a romantic Valentine addressed to Catherine of Valois. The tradition gradually caught on with common folks too. Valentine greetings gained popularity in the 17th century, and thanks to printing technology advancement in the early 20th century, pre-printed Valentine's Day cards started hitting the scenes. Today, people worldwide send around 1 billion different Valentine's greetings, and that's more than Christmas. But here's a sadder fact. Did you know that only 15% of all those devoted Valentines are purchased by men? Seems like the ladies are real romantics here. Anyway, in Slovakia, Valentine's Day is called Deň Valentína. Fun fact! Did you know that Valentine's Day made its way to Slovakia thanks to traditions of William Shakespeare's works where mentions of Valentine's custom got people curious? It is said that translations of Shakespeare's work, particularly the translation of the tragedy Hamlet, spilled the beans on Valentine's customs, and the first celebration popped up in Slovakia already in the 18th century. Newspapers started to write more and more about it from the mid-19th century. In the 20th century, students of the English language learned details of life and culture in the UK and the USA. According to a 2019 survey, around 3.5% of folks over 40 in Slovakia were already celebrating St. Valentine's Day before 1989, even though it was not officially marked on the calendar. You know, communists didn't like it and called it capitalist propaganda. The massive spread of this lovey-dovey day into all former socialist bloc states, including Slovakia, gained momentum in the late 20th century after the fall of communist regime. Valentine's Day firmly made its way into the hearts of Slovaks in the early 90s. Back then, it was not just about romantic love, but also about celebrating the love between parents and family. It also served as a reminder to strengthen positive relationships among friends or colleagues at work. As time went on, Valentine's Day in Slovakia started embracing the broader spectrum of love. Charitable love, love for animals, the city and nature, it all became part of the Valentine's Day package. So, in Slovakia, it's not just about heart-shaped chocolates and flowers. It's a celebration that embraces love in all its beautiful forms. Now, let's get to our Slovak lesson. Before we move to today's vocabulary, I would like to address Ramona's question about some words of endearment from the last episode. Ramona said that majority of the words sounds very nice to her, and she asked if they were considered diminutives in Slovak. She also asked if I could explain how to make diminutives. Dear Ramona, thank you for listening to my podcast and thank you for your question. You are absolutely right. The words of endearment from the last episode are diminutives. Let's talk about them a little bit. Tak poďme na to. I think by now you know that the Slovak language is a highly inflected synthetic language. That means that grammatical categories are expressed by adding synthetic inflections to the stems of nouns, adjectives, verbs, and most pronouns. Wikipedia says that diminutives of the Slovak nouns are derived from a base word to convey endearment, small size, or small intensity. The Cambridge Dictionary states that a diminutive creates a meaning of small or little. I like to think of a diminutive as a cute version of a word or name. That's why we mostly use them with babies, lovers, families, loved ones, and friends. The most common way of creating diminutives is adding an appropriate suffix. There are different suffixes for different genders, so let's look at them. For the masculine gender, we have suffixes ik, ok, ets, ček, ček. For example, from the base word pes, meaning dog, we can make diminutive psík. From the base word žiak, meaning pupil, we can make žiačik. From the base word prsteň, meaning ring, we can make prstienok. From the base word zvon, meaning bell, we can make zvonec. From the base word syn, meaning son, we can make synček. From the base word pelech, meaning den, we can make peleštěk. So let's review them. The first word is the base word, the second is diminutive. Počúvajte. Pes, psík. Žiak, žiačik. Prsteň, prstienok. Zvon, zvonec. Syn, synček. Pelech, peleštěk. For the feminine gender, we have suffixes ka, ička, vočka, enka, ienka, inka. For example, from the base word dcera, meaning daughter, we can make dcerka. From the base word žena, meaning woman, we can make žienka. From the base word sukňa, meaning skirt, we can make suknička. From the base word šatka, meaning headscarf, we can make šatvočka. From the base word mašla, meaning bow, we can make mašlenka or mašlička. From the base word sloboda, meaning freedom, we can make slobodienka. From the base word pusa, meaning kiss, we can make pusinka. Let's review those quickly. Počúvajte. Dcera, dcerka. Žena, žienka. Sukňa, suknička. Šatka, šatôčka. Mašľa, mašlenka. Sloboda, slobodienka. Pusa, pusinka. For the neuter gender, we have suffixes ko, ičko, iečko, očko, ečko. For example, from the base word okno, meaning window, we can make okienko. From the base word zlato, gold, meaning also darling, we can make zlatičko. From the word srdce, meaning heart, we can make srdiečko. From the word miesto, meaning place, we can make miestočko or miestečko. From the base word vino, wine, we can make vinečko. And so on. Let's review them quickly. Počúvajte. Okno, okienko. Zlato, zlatíčko. Srdce, srdiečko. Miesto, miestečko. Víno, vínečko. And so on. Here are the most common ways in which diminutives are used. We use them, number one, when we talk to very young children or babies. Hauko, meaning a little doggy. Vtáčik, meaning a little birdie. Number two, when we want to indicate something is small. For example, okienko, meaning a little window. Number three, when we want to express something is charming or cute. For example, cerenka, meaning dear daughter. Number four, when we want to express our feelings or endearing. For example, miláčik, meaning darling or sweetheart. Number five, when we want to provide a nuance of meaning. For example, maličko, meaning a tiny little bit. Number six, when we want to make an unfavorable conditions less so. For example, o chvíľku sa vrátim, or o chvíľočku sa vrátim, meaning I will be back soon. Number seven, when we want to give a friendly tone to a sentence. For example, nech sa páči kávička, meaning here's your coffee. Number eight, when we want to indicate something is not important or not serious. For example, to je iba malý škrabanček, meaning that's only a little tiny scratch. Number nine, when we want to show solidarity. For example, kolegyňka, meaning a female colleague. All right, here are some sentences. Počúvajte. Number one, Janko, chceš čajík alebo kakaoko? Meaning, Janko, do you want tea or cocoa? Number two, Dušinka, bolí ťa hlavička? Meaning, honey, do you have a headache? Number three, nech sa páči kávička. Meaning, here's your coffee. Number four, prinesiem vám vodičku. Meaning, I'll bring you water. Number five, máte pekný kabátik. Meaning, you have a nice coat. Number six, vyskúšajte si tento klobúčik. Meaning, try this hat on. Now, let's get to the vocabulary part of this lesson. It's related to our topic, Valentine's Day. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number one. Deň Valentína. Meaning Valentine's Day. Repeat. Deň Valentína. One more time. Deň Valentína. Number two. Romantika. Meaning romance. Repeat. Romantika. One more time. Romantika. Number three. Rande, meaning date. Repeat. Rande. One more time. Rande. Number four. Randenie, meaning dating. Repeat. Randenie. One more time. Rangenie. Number 5. Večera pri sviečkach, meaning candlelit dinner. Repeat. Večera pri sviečkach. One more time. Večera pri sviečkach. Number 6. Náklonnosť, meaning affection. Repeat. Náklonnosť. One more time. Náklonnosť. Number 7. Láskavosť, meaning kindness. Repeat. Láskavosť. One more time. Láskavosť. Number 8. Vzťah, meaning relationship. Repeat. Vzťah. One more time. Vzťah. Number 9. Objatie, meaning hug. Repeat. Objatie. One more time. Objatie. Number 10. Bosk, meaning kiss. Repeat. Bosk. One more time. Bosk. Number 11. Srdce, meaning heart. Repeat. Srdce. One more time. Srdce. Number 12. Vďačnosť, meaning gratitude. Repeat. Vďačnosť. One more time. Vďačnosť. Number 13. Byť zalúbený. Or byť zalúbená. Meaning to be in love. So for all males, it will be byť zalúbený. Repeat. Byť zalúbený. And for all females, it will be, repeat, byť zalúbená. And number 14, the phrase for today, som do teba zalúbený. For males, and for females, som do teba zalúbená. Meaning, I'm in love with you. Repeat, for males, som do teba zalúbený. And for females, repeat, som do teba zalúbená. All right, next is a love letter from a husband to his wife on Valentine's Day. Počúvajte, moja najdrahšia láska. Pred 10 rokmi som bol len turista na potulkách krásnymi vrchmi Vysokých Tatier na Slovensku. Netušil som, že osud mal so mnou iné plány, keď ma priviedol k tebe. Jedného dňa, ako som tak kráčal malebným chodníkom v horách, uvidel som ťa v diaľke sedieť na vrchu skaly. Tvoja žiarivá krása a čarovný úsmev mi vyrazili dých a hneď som vedel, že sa musím s tebou porozprávať. Neskôr, keď sme sa na tom horskom chodníku rozprávali a smiali, cítil som, ako sa moje srdce pred tebou otvára. Vedel som, že si tá, ktorú som po celý čas hľadal. Každý krok, ktorý sme spolu urobili, sa cítil ako krok k životu plného lásky a šťastia. Za posledné 10 rokov sme sa podelili o toľko dobrodružstiev a spomienok. Spolu sme sa smiali, plakali, aj milovali a ja som taký vďačný za každú chvíľu, ktorú sme ako manželia strávili. Si moja skala, moja svätyňa, moje všetko. Som taký vďačný, že ťa mám po svojom boku a budem ťa milovať až do skončenia vekov. Z celého srdca, tvoj manžel.
All right. How did you do? Did you understand at least half of it? Let's go back to the beginning sentence by sentence.
Počúvajte. Moja najdrahšia láska,
meaning my dearest love.
Pred 10 rokmi som bol len turista na potulkách krásnymi vrchmi Vysokých Tatier na Slovensku.
Meaning, 10 years ago, I was just a tourist wandering the beautiful mountains of the High Tatras in Slovakia.
Netušil som, že osud mal so mnou iné plány, keď ma priviedol k tebe.
Meaning, little did I know that fate had other plans for me as it brought me to you.
Jedného dňa, ako som tak kráčal malebným chodníkom v horách, uvidel som ťa v diaľke sedieť na vrchu skaly.
Meaning, one day, as I hiked along a scenic trail in the mountains, I saw you in the distance sitting on the rock.
Tvoja žiarivá krása a čarovný úsmev mi vyrazili dých a hneď som vedel, že sa musím s tebou porozprávať.
Meaning, your radiant beauty and a magical smile took my breath away and I knew instantly that I had to talk to you.
Neskôr, keď sme sa na tom horskom chodníku rozprávali a smiali, cítil som, ako sa moje srdce pred tebou otvára.
Meaning, later, as we chatted and laughed on that mountain trail, I felt my heart open up to you.
Vedel som, že si tá, ktorú som celý čas hľadal.
Meaning, I knew that you were the one I had been searching for all along.
Každý krok, ktorý sme spolu urobili, sa cítil ako krok k životu plného lásky a šťastia.
Meaning, every step we took together felt like a step towards a lifetime of love and happiness.
Za posledné 10 rokov sme sa podelili o toľko dobrodružstiev a spomienok.
Meaning, over the past decade we have shared so many adventures and memories.
Spolu sme sa smiali, plakali, aj milovali a ja som tak vďačný za každú chvíľu, ktorú sme ako manželia strávili.
Meaning, we have laughed, cried and loved each other and I am so grateful for every moment we have spent as husband and wife.
Si moja skala, moja svätyňa, moje všetko.
Meaning, you are my rock, my sanctuary, my everything.
Som taký vďačný, že ťa mám po svojom boku a budem ťa milovať až do skončenia vekov.
Meaning, I'm so grateful to have you by my side and I will love you until the end of time.
Z celého srdca tvoj manžel.
Meaning, with all my heart, your husband.
All right, to je všetko pre dnešok.
That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud.
Yes, I know. I've already said it.
I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenasslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenasslovaks, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and Please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you. And until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.